What is up, everybody? It's your boys over the Off-Field Generals podcast brought to you by Tuned In Sports. It's your boy Wiss, your boy Hunter, and we've got our third man, Tobbs, this week.
Yeah. My boys.
What's up?
Hey, what up, what up?
Quite the song.
it was one heck of an intro.
The longest intro. I thought about playing it last week, but I was like, it's a little too long. This week I decided, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Heck of a song once it drops, once it gets going.
For sure.
The first, 70 seconds, I think. Takes a little bit to get going, but once it gets going. Welcome in, Tabo. What's it been, like a month?
I don't think it's been that long.
Probably.
Okay, there's one week where we postponed it, and then you guys had two Devin weeks, right?
Yeah, so probably about a month, yeah.
Let me look at our episodes and see what the last one you were on was. Last week was Devin. We talked, the Mac is back. Then QB needy teams was just me and Alex.
Right.
And then were you here when we talked about if the NFL should do away with the franchise tag?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was about a month ago.
Yeah, because we had
that was October 14th.
Dang.
Because we did have that 1 week hiatus for whatever reason.
What reason it was.
Some reason. But welcome in, Tabo, for the first time in a month. Welcome.
Hey, good to be back.
The Eagles have won one game since?
Two.
No. They have three wins since you've been on in the last month. Have they won two? I don't think so.
Yeah, they beat the Cowboys and the Giants. They had one bye week and then back-to-back wins.
That sounds right. In the last two wins the last month. That sounds
like improvement.
Does it?
Let's see. Since October 14th, they have two wins. You're right.
I was gonna say I'm pretty sure
they did get back-to-back wins.
Yeah,
look at that.
On their way.
Wow.
I guess improvement is the word we would use.
Vast improvement.
They might say improvement.
You are running away with the NFC East at this point.
We'll see you in January.
Oh, okay.
How do we not get to the playoffs?
I guess.
I mean, we talked with Tabo after the Bengals tie. And we said, you're not going to win a game until the Giants. Which kind of was true. They won one game before the Giants.
Right,
we saw them winning like two, three wins.
Yeah.
Turns out, 3-4-1, and you have a commanding lead in the division.
Oh, jeez.
I thought about looking at this, but I figured it would take like a lot of research that I necessarily wasn't willing to do for this. But I was very curious, like, what is the latest into the season it's gone where no team in the division has a winning record? Like, how late have we gone? Because I know the, Seahawks went to the playoffs at 7-9?
7-9.
But like, at what point was there someone with a winning record in that division? You know, like, that's what I'm curious about. Like, what's the latest we've gone? Because we're at midseason and the Eagles being in first place with three wins is quite the accomplishment. Hats off to you. Yeah, we didn't necessarily think you could do it. Turns out all you needed was Dak to break his leg.
And you're now.
And you look at you now.
Now you have no one standing in your way.
We thought it would be Carson Wentz that would be the quarterback getting hurt. Turns out, I was going to say every quarterback in the division has gotten hurt other than Carson Wentz. But Daniel Jones is still going strong.
Yeah, still there.
But the other two, half the division's starting quarterbacks have now broken their ankles. So the bell tolls for the Carson Wentz. It's coming at some point.
He already did.
There's no way that Carson Wentz lasts.
Jalen's ready. Jalen's ready. He's overdue. He's overdue.
There's no way that Carson Wentz is the longest lasting quarterback in that division.
Yeah.
There's no way. There can't be.
I don't know. 2020 was a strange year. Maybe this is why.
It's a backwards time where Carson Wentz is the healthiest quarterback in the division. Speaking of the NFL, your fifth down weekend takeaway from this last week of college football and NFL action, Alex.
For me, it is Utah can't keep it in their pants. That is what I took away from this weekend because we didn't get a game because of the fact.
Did you say NFL?
No.
Or college.
It doesn't matter. We can't take
football action, though. Like, I don't want, like, here's what the latest gymnastics poll reveals.
What's wrong with gymnastics?
Well, if it's not the Olympics, then.
Yeah, that's true.
even then.
As you know, Utah couldn't play their game this last weekend because of COVID reasons.
Yeah. Pants or mask? Couldn't keep it in their mask.
Well, but they're out not keeping it in their pants, spreading
either
the virus.
Either way, they're not as covered as they should be.
I mean, Zach Wilson got it from a gambling night.
Who knows what he's
pretty
sure
the pants remained on in that
situation.
Do
we know? Do we?
I'm going to say yes.
I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
I don't know. I don't know.
They couldn't keep it in their mask.
Eh.
Which, those Utah County youths.
Jeez.
Spreading the coronavirus in the University of
Utah.
I'm
so pissed.
Football.
I was like, it would. I mean, it would.
Yeah,
it
so you and Devin pushed last week because you both had the Utah-Arizona under.
Yep.
So a push.
Let's go.
But you got a game this week, Saturday.
We'll see.
There's like been five cancellations just today, I think. We had Alabama, LSU, A&M, and someone, whoever they were playing. Then today it was, who was it today? Some other SEC game today got canceled. Then Ohio State, Maryland got canceled. There's been a lot of college football cancellations in just the last 24 hours. I'm wondering, I mean, Pac-12 has, you've given yourself no wiggle room at this point.
Right.
Georgia, Missouri is the other one. Four SEC games have been postponed, and then also the Maryland, Ohio State. So, I was right, five. Pac-12, just giving yourself no wiggle room. And I get it. It's not like the Pac-12 can necessarily do anything now. You waited to this point. And you can't necessarily push back the college football playoff or the bowl game season and all that stuff. But, I mean, this is what happens. A 5-0 Oregon is going to win the Pac-12 at this point.
It is rough.
Your fifth down weekend takeaway, Tabo.
My takeaway is that I guess I can monitor it or modify it for the Who's Back. But
well, this is separate than Who's Back.
All right. So my takeaway would be
just anything. Anything you got?
Bruce Arians doesn't really know what he's doing. I saw an article today, or was it? I think it was this morning, he's saying that he was upset about how many snaps Antonio Brown took. He took 39 snaps, and he's like, you know what? That's a little high. And then someone was like, oh, like what was wrong with it? And he was just like, well, I mean, he performed really well. The guys, he said that he did well with his plays. Right, no one on the Bucs played well that game. They also said that he was really well. He was really well received.
Their punter played a heck of a game.
Yeah, so, a lot of
heck
action.
Of a game.
And their Ryan Succop scored their only points.
Yeah.
So in the special teams department,
they're saying that he was really well received. Like he got a hang of things really well. And so then I was like, it's crazy how you started that off with like, man, I don't like how many snaps he took. And then people are like, well, what did he do with the snaps? He's like, oh, he did well. Like, we're impressed. I'm like, then why does it matter? Why does it matter if he took 39 snaps? Sure, like, you went into it wanting him only to get 20-ish snaps, but he got more, and he didn't do anything detrimental to the team. Like, he didn't hurt you guys. So Bruce Arians just doesn't take blame for anything.
That is true. Bruce Arians will blame everyone but himself.
He's like,
oh,
yeah.
Easily.
Like, also, like,
he just got curb stomped by the Saints. And it's everyone else's fault.
But he did say, like, as Brady came in, he's like, oh, yeah, I know who Brady is. Obviously, everyone does. But he's like, I'm going to be hard on him. But, like, you also have to be realistic.
Like, yeah. Well, he was like, hard on Brady after the first loss to the Saints, and then he walked back his statement.
He's like, this guy's actually really, really good still. And he's like, anytime anything bad, Bruce Arians, like, I'll just put it on Brady's plate.
If you were to have only watched primetime games this year, right. So, like, I say you're just like a person, an individual who only watches the NFL Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night. If you only watched primetime games, you would think that the Patriots are doing better than the Bucs this year. Because primetime Bucs, I believe, was a loss to the Bears, where Tom Brady forgot that it was fourth down.
Yep.
Struggled to win against the Giants.
Yep.
And then just got absolutely shellacked by the Saints. Primetime Patriots, you almost beat the Seahawks on the road.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Who, you know, the Seahawks are great. Came within 1 yard of beating the Seahawks, and then you came from behind and beat the Jets. So I'm just saying, if you just watched primetime games, you would think, like, Tom Brady's forgetting what down it is. He's not getting the ball to his receivers. They're getting smashed by the Saints. Like, you would think Patriots are the better team. Which is by far not the case. Who? Let me tell you. But it's just interesting to point out. That's a fun tweet for you if you ever want.
Yeah.
If you ever want to get the likes up. My weekend takeaway is Seattle is a bunch of frauds.
Uh-oh.
I mean, listen.
Do I? The F word. Frauds. They're a fraudulent team. Worst pass defense in the history of football.
Listen, it's not great.
That's just a fact.
They'll never go back to leading.
The second worst pass defense in the history of football is this year's Atlanta Falcons. The Seahawks are 50 yards per game worse than the Falcons.
Yeah, listen.
Than the second worst.
I get it.
Pass defense in the history of the sport of football.
Frauds. At a professional level. We weren't boasting we had a good defense this year. I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know.
Is it time to declare the Jets winners of the Jamal Adams trade? Because he's getting burnt. Jamal Adams is essentially a linebacker playing a safety role.
He's fantastic
rushing the passer when he's being blocked by a running back or a tight end. He's egregiously bad when trying to cover wide receivers.
Correct.
Well, he's a big like blindside hitter too, which is also how much skill.
Oh, he'll cheap shot the crap out of you if he has the chance. He'll let you know he's there.
Yeah, he'll let you know.
But ooh, man, watching him try to cover Stephon Diggs there in the second half was yikes.
No bueno, brother.
Diggs just messing with him.
Yeah, seriously, I'm getting your head, brother. Oh wait, actually, I'm already there.
Which was big time for
free,
me.
Rent free Stephon Diggs on Jamal Adams.
Yeah, that was hard to watch. Well. Not for me. It was easy to watch for me. Probably, sure. I'm guessing, hard to watch for you.
I mean, here's the deal, right?
Remember, 44 points.
I did tell you I was like, this is probably going to be a game we lose, so I came into the game with that mindset.
You
so
did. You also picked Seattle -3.
Just in case.
I was going back and forth between the over and the under, if you remember, really, for like five minutes. Going with the over was...
You were so set on the
gut.
Under, and I was just like...
My gut was telling me... Well, because I was like, well, the Seahawks are getting Carlos Dunlap... And getting Jamal Adams back. So they should be better. But then I was like, well, Buffalo Bills defense isn't that great. It's Russell Wilson. And Seattle's playing at 10 a.m. Seattle local time. So this big brain of mine was, the gears were churning. So I took the over. And if I had taken the under in a game in which the Buffalo Bills scored 44 points, I would never be able to make a pick again. That's a fact. Like,
when
I would not be allowed to make
scored
picks.
Over 40 points.
That is a fantastic question. Let me pull that up, if I may. The last time the Buffalo Bills scored over 40 points, or just what's the most? I would guess 90s, if I could guess.
Over 40 points.
Let me see. Buffalo Bills. Pro Football Reference.
It's true. Pro Football Reference is the
This is
place.
The king. This is terrible. I'm going to pause this podcast and I'm going to come back with the answer. The answer to your question, Tabo, is December 30th of 2018.
There we go.
They actually scored north of 40 points twice in that 2018 season. They scored 42 points in a 42-17 victory over the Miami Dolphins, and they scored 41 points in a 41-10 victory over the New York Jets.
Which makes sense.
So not, I thought it was definitely going to be like the 90s. Like the Jim Kelly, those eras teams, because...
Good. Doesn't make me feel as bad that, you know, we were the first team to let the Bills put up 40.
Well, let's look at these Dolphins. And the Dolphins were bad that year. They're 7-9. 7-9 in 2018. And the New York Jets were 4-12. So it's not like 0-16 Jets or like 2-14 Dolphins bad, but... Anytime you're grouped statistically in a category with the Dolphins and the Jets.
Yeah, it's not. We don't need to talk about it.
So who's back? The Buffalo Bills are back, scoring 40 points. Who's back of the week for you, Tabo?
Players of good health. A lot of people,
healthy players?
A lot of people returned this week. You had Michael Thomas. You had Christian McCaffrey. And there's some people who just haven't played in a few years or several months.
Few years.
Antonio Brown and Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant, having not played since 2017, did he get on the field at all?
Yeah, two snaps.
Really?
Zero targets.
Well, we could see that coming a mile away. Yes. Two offensive snaps, 3% of Baltimore's offensive snaps in that game.
Oh, it only takes 1% to make a difference.
No stats. But having not... Him not playing since 2017 to 2020, just out of football. Then he comes back. Those had to have been a heck of a two snaps for him.
Now we're just waiting for Megatron, really.
Well, I wouldn't hold your breath. But Christian McCaffrey comes back one game, puts up like 30 some odd fantasy points, and then gets hurt again. Is poetic.
He said,
justice.
I'm just stopping in for a little bit.
He just came back so that I could beat top one fantasy this week.
True.
So shout out. Hats off to him. Shout out.
True. Got him. Hey, Tabo got him. No? The good old got him.
Speaking of getting Tabo, my who's back is ratios.
Oh.
For the first time ever on this the history of this podcast, one of us has ratioed another member of this podcast. Over the weekend, I ratioed Tabo pretty good, despite an egregious typo on my part. Embarrassingly bad. There was an NFL scout who talked about how, at this point, Zach Wilson is a better pro prospect, keyword prospect, than Johnny Manziel. Tabo came in real hot with the Johnny Manziel is the youngest Heisman Trophy winner ever. Let's enough of this crap. And then I came in real hot with the he's obviously comparing him as a pro prospect. I need to get the exact tweet so it can do it, so we can get the full picture, and I can also get the numbers on how badly I ratioed Tabo. Because it was a great, it was like my proud, like I had some good tweets that blew up over the weekend. My proudest one was ratio in Tabo. So if I can pull it up here, I have to scroll through. Okay. So Tabo comes, so Benjamin Albright says, Zach Wilson is a significantly better prospect than Manziel was. Tabo comes in with, stop this nonsense. Manziel was a first ever freshman Heisman. Chill. Wilson is nice, but not Johnny Football. I come in and say, and Tabo, 5 responses, 7 likes on that. Not a shameful 7 likes. I mean, for a response, like that's standard. I come in with, he's not comparing them as college players. He's comparing them as NFL prospects. So in this case, he's 100%. And then I meant to say correct, but I said current. Despite saying 100% current, 88 likes.
Nice.
but my response wasn't even my favorite one. My favorite response to Tabo was this guy, K Brooks 910. Did you miss the word prospect in Ben's tweet? Responding to Tabo.
God,
it has again. It has one like, and that one like was me, but just a great. Also, who's back the NBA?
Yeah, official. So, what, 22nd of December?
22nd of December.
72 games.
72 games. So we're 1 week from today, Wednesday, the 18th of November, will be the NBA draft. So next week's podcast, hopefully, ideally, if we can, if it all schedules right, will be our live NBA draft reactions.
Yeah.
The audio to our NFL draft reactions was not great.
No.
So we're going to try to see if we can set something up at someone's house, or we may just come in here, watch it on these monitors.
We could.
I could bring in my TV and we could watch it here.
Let's do it.
We don't know. We'll see.
Get some food.
Also need to see what time it starts.
Nom, 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 nom.
We'll definitely be getting some pizza regardless.
You heard.
But you heard. 1 week from today, NBA draft, we'll see what Tabo's Warriors do. Second overall pick. Trade up, trade down, draft LaMelo Ball.
Take James Wiseman. That's probably what's going to happen.
I mean, your center position has been bad for a long time.
I mean,
who was the last good center they had? Festus Ezeli?
Andrew Bogut.
So before Festus Ezeli?
Wow.
David Lee? He was more of a four, wasn't he?
Anyone's five compared to Draymond Green.
Well, Draymond Green's been your five. So we'll see. They should trade down, in all honesty. Trade for Giannis.
You could trade for
Giannis.
Yeah. Nope, I'll stop watching the NBA if Giannis hasn't been with the Warriors.
Did you watch much of the NBA this year?
Enough.
Well, what's categorize enough?
I feel like pre and post bubble are two different seasons.
Yeah, but I mean, I watched.
I did not watch a second of the NBA bubble after the Jazz game.
I watched almost pretty much the entire bubble, except I didn't watch the finals that much.
Which is weird. No one watched the finals.
Out of all the bubble, you didn't watch
the finals. Because football started.
Nobody watched the finals.
Because I was like, there's more interesting things.
I just kept my phone nearby in case something happens.
Yeah. Crazy thing, though. I'm really interested to see, you know, just because I saw the stat where it was the bubble teams, their offseason's been 72 days. And compared to the teams that didn't make the bubble, are 285 days.
That's clean.
That's crazy. So I'm just like, I'm really interested to see how much if we're going to see the difference.
The Warriors just been healing up.
Oh, dude, I'm terrified, man. The Warriors about to just come in this year and just do the nasty. You know what I mean?
Or they could even troll. Like, they could get 7th or 8th seed and then just knock people out.
Clemson versus Notre Dame this weekend had triple the amount of viewers as NBA's clinching final game.
That is awesome.
The NBA Finals clinching game had 1/3 the viewers.
That is awesome.
Of Clemson Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
All the people complaining too when Clemson Notre Dame went into overtime, and people who were wanting to watch SNL got on the first SNL after the presidential election, and people getting on was an all-time favorite.
I was just more upset that they interrupted the game with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah,
I was trying to watch the game.
USA Network, because they did it on ESPN as well. Because I guess not ESPN, because Oregon Stanford was on ABC. Right. Did the exact same thing. Luckily, I do the ESPN app. I'm not watching it on cable, so stayed with the game the whole time. I did have to change the NBC channel. I was like, I don't.
Ah, boo.
Yeah, I've got 4 years to listen to these guys. I only have one day to watch Clemson Notre Dame. Who's back though for you, Alex, this week?
Jameis Winston eating dubs, brother. Come on, nom 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 nom. Let's go. I was stoked to see that. I was hyped.
An A plus troll.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want Jameis on the Patriots.
I don't.
Cam can't throw the ball. He can't. Like
he doesn't throw a lot of picks though.
He was struggling to throw like 10-yard out routes to
Cam.
Jacoby
doesn't throw
Myers.
A lot of picks, but I guess he doesn't throw the ball very well in general. So it's like, what do you got? You got to accept one or the other. You have to. Jameis Winston can get you touchdowns, but just as many interceptions. So I mean, I don't know.
Or just.
But it's exciting.
Like it's exciting. On your toes. But the Patriots have had exciting games. They're all close.
But it's not like there's no excitement to the Patriots offense.
I guess, yeah.
Right? Like the games, like it was Monday night was exciting, but it wasn't because I wasn't hanging on the edge of every Patriots snap. Right? Like how excited can I get to watch Rex Burkhead run for 4 yards? Like at least Jameis is going to sling it around the field. And it's not going to be accurate half the time, but the other half of the time, it's going to be a touchdown.
Right.
And who knows? He's lost a lot. He looked slim. Who's back? Slim Jameis. He looked real skinny. He hasn't been eating many W's, apparently. But also, he got LASIK over the offseason, so I don't know if he'll now be able to see the defense, see linebackers standing in his throwing lanes. Like, who knows? We'll see. But, at least it would be exciting. Like, Cam looks like he's, like, in the shot put. Anytime he's throwing a 5-yard slant route to whatever wide receiver we've trotted out there that game. So I would like to see Jameis if the Patriots don't draft a quarterback in the first round. Speaking of the Saints, speaking of the Patriots, we have our NFL midseason awards. So let's get to it. These are not necessarily awards that are given out. These are awards that I just kind of came up with. And we'll start with the most basic award, the best team through the first half of the NFL season. Who do you have, Tabo?
I have the Kansas City Chiefs.
Interesting.
One loss to the Raiders at home. Mm. Almost lost to the Jarrett Stidham / Brian Hoyer-led Patriots at home.
Had a close win against the Chargers.
Overtime, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No. No. Overtime. No.
It was overtime. It was overtime.
Was it? Either way.
It was overtime.
Close. Close.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Sure.
Well, it's hard because I was like
overtime.
Off the bat, I'm thinking Steelers, but I'm also thinking like, you know, what, how I see like moving forward. I was like, you know, like if I had to pick one of those teams to.
But this isn't a looking forward thing. This is a looking back. Like if the season ended today. Who would you say was the best
and
team?
And the playoffs are going to start, right? So, like, if they started...
No, like, boom.
Done.
There's no more
just
football.
Just no football. If you were just to look at these last 9 weeks, you would say the best team was...
Well, yeah, you'd have to pick the Steelers at that point.
As we all did, I'm assuming.
I had the Steelers.
Yeah.
But I... We'll get to it later.
I don't disagree with you.
I don't disagree with you.
Right.
Your logic was sound.
True.
Your logic was sound. And like I said, I don't disagree with you.
Okay,
but if I'm looking at these 8 games, these 9 weeks of the season, this small sample size has to be the one unbeaten team, and that's the Steelers.
Yeah,
they look bad versus Dallas, though. They've got some issues.
They tried to lose.
They've got some issues, but especially when Big Ben goes off the field. Yikes, Mason Rudolph. I forgot how bad he was. I forgot. We had a whole season of Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges last year, and I still had forgotten how bad they were.
Just how bad those Mason things. Was. It's how your brain just kind of like anything bad that happened to you, they got rid of it. It's like your brain deleted it, so you didn't have to relive it. That was Mason Rudolph to us.
Also, the only Steelers game I watched, I believe, is when Mason Rudolph got his head bashed in with a helmet.
Again, I'll back the idea that I think Myles Garrett was just trying to put his helmet back on him. Just saying, here you go.
Assault.
We'll see.
Just the
I thought it was
best,
just friendly.
The greatest tweet of all time. Assault.
Assault.
Assault. Schefter. What a guy. Worst team. I think this is probably going to be another unanimous.
I think it's a collective, right?
Yeah.
The Jets, right?
I mean, they're actively tanking.
Yeah, but
like Monday night was
team.
So clear that they were like, you have the ball up a touchdown with 4.5 minutes to go, and your Joe Flacco's throwing 60-yard bombs. Like that was your play call.
Yeah,
it's a 4th and 5, and you trot out, and the Patriots are going for the field goal attempt, and you trot out 12 men on the field. Like that's actively tanking. Like there's no way to put it. Like, they were actively tanking on Monday night.
Correct.
And just shamelessly. Like they did not care. Like I cannot get over the fact 4 minutes left, just run the ball up a touchdown, and Joe Flacco just drops back and just launches it. Just pretty much essentially a punt at that point on first down.
We don't want the ball.
It was insane.
Yep.
So the Jets, right?
Yeah.
Best player. So essentially the MVP. We'll start with Tabo again.
Patrick Mahomes.
Who do you have?
My boy Russ.
Russ.
He's been starting to stack up those INTs.
Here's a fun stat for you, Tabo. In the last 3 games, Russell Wilson has turned the ball over 7 times.
Oh.
5 picks, 2 fumbles. Mahomes has 7 turnovers in regular season games since the start of 2019. So not the start of 2020, not this season, but the start of last season.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm probably also going to go with Mahomes.
My boy Russ, though. Yeah.
It may be a little recency bias, but the Seahawks have not
looked great. Like Russ has every right.
You also have freaking Megatron.
Helps.
Baby Megatron, DK.
It helps.
What is up with LeBron just saying, hey, I'm going to sun you. I'm going to make you baby
LeBron. LeBron just can't not insert himself in any conversation.
Congratulations, LeBron. The classic.
Like, he's like using his self as a way to compliment other athletes at this point.
This is how I knight other people.
How self-centered can a guy be that you're using
Unreal.
Your own name as like a way to compliment other people?
And he's like, yo, we're both beasts. You're baby Bron. I was like, you know how condescending?
What does that even mean?
He's like, you look, mean I look like a baby to you?
Like a little LeBron?
Yeah.
Different sports. Gosh, DK Metcalf would sun LeBron on the football field. I doubt LeBron could dunk on DK. I'll tell you that much right now. If I had to bet $100.
I don't know.
6'8", 6'9", that's a pretty tall guy.
But
LeBron can still get up.
But DK?
There's plenty of people that are the same, not the same
six,
build.
6'4", 230.
Yeah, there's people bigger than him.
I guess
in the
DK
NBA.
Is a little shorter than I thought. But still.
I'm putting my $100 on
LeBron.
I'm putting my $100 on LeBron. I'm sorry.
They're both men in professional sports, and you called one of them a baby. That's horrible.
The baby isn't even the weird part. Like, if he would have been like, oh, that's a baby Calvin, that's a baby Megatron right there. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, mini Megatron, I get that.
Like, could you imagine, like, just imagine using your own name as, like, bestowing this honor
you get to be,
on an athlete.
You get to be me.
Yeah. Like, wow. How lucky are you to me call you my own name?
How crazy is that I get to be a Bron?
Just absolutely insane.
It just brings up the question, who's
also,
next?
Also, just stay out of it. Like, I hate watching, like, NFL Live. And that's why I've stopped watching, like, every show on ESPN. Because, like, it'll be NFL Live, right? NFL Talk. And they'll start talking about DK Metcalf or whoever, and they'll be like, oh, here's what LeBron had to say about it. We don't care. Like, leave that stuff to the – what's the NBA show with Nichols?
I have no idea.
What's the ESPN NBA show?
The
jump.
The jump, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The jump.
Leave that crap for the jump. Okay? Give me the NFL news. I don't care what LeBron thinks about these NFL players.
I want to hear what Megatron has to say about certain things. Like, that would make sense.
Jerry Rice.
Yes. Terrell Owens.
I want to continue to hear Brett Favre say the Eagles should have gone with Nick Foles over Carson Wentz.
Preach, brother.
Because that was something that happened this morning.
Preach.
Apparently, Brett Favre's not watching Bears games because Nick Foles stinks.
True.
But yeah, that's the whole rant on LeBron. Just tweet. LeBron can tweet all he wants. It's just like it's really just ESPN and Bleacher Report that are just like, here's what LeBron had to say about. Like the whole calling him Baby Bron and using his own name to compliment another athlete is weird. But also what's weirder is ESPN constantly being like, here's what LeBron has to say about this. Here's what LeBron has to say about that. Here's what LeBron had. He had tacos for dinner on Tuesday. Who cares? I don't care. I don't.
Unreal.
Yeah.
The ESPN social media pages have just become meme pages.
True.
Since they let that, that kid? From House of Highlight, who started House of Highlights, they like hired him to be their like social media guy, and it's just since become memes, which is dumb. SportsCenter used to mean something when we were kids, Tavo. We would watch SportsCenter till like 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And the highlights. And now it's just memes.
Even when it would rerun, we're like, you know what? We're gonna watch it as if it's the first time.
Give me that. Yeah, that SportsCenter top 10. Run it back.
Yeah, it'd be 1:30 a.m. and we're just chilling in Tavo's basement and be like, absolutely.
Yes, Dwight Howard
back.
And the Magic.
Yep. And I'd be just as hyped when you hit number 5. I'm like, what's it gonna be? What's it gonna be?
Oh, that's right. Yes.
That's a heck of an outfield catch by Torrey Hunter.
Yes.
Like that, those were the days.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just memes. So I'm going Patrick Mahomes. Circling back around.
That's
Patrick Mahomes.
That's,
best coach.
So for me, Steelers right now, Mike Tomlin is the best coach. That's how I'm riding
that. Mike Tomlin.
I have Brian Flores.
It's fine.
Because no one thought the Dolphins would be
that's
in fun. Playoff. Well, I mean, look what Brian Flores did with Fitzpatrick.
But Fitzmagic's got that Fitzmagic. Fitzmagic's on his own. He's his own guy.
Fitzmagic only works for the first 4 weeks, and it's only in Tampa Bay.
Oh, he's got 6 weeks in him.
No.
Six.
No.
Probably fine. 5.5. He gets like halfway through practicing.
No, 5.5 of this last game. Yeah.
But just the way the Dolphins are overachieving, that defense suddenly is like the best defense in the NFL out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I expected the Dolphins to be better. I did not expect them to be in playoff contention at the midway point of the season and in second place in the AFC East at the midway point of the season. So he's doing more with less. They're already like 1 or 2 years ahead of schedule, I feel. So best coach, Brian Flores. Best rookie, Tavo.
Joe Burrow, he's been balling. It was hard because between him and Herbert, but like
Chase Claypool,
he's been cooling off. I don't know; they're not throwing to him anymore.
Well, they just have
weapons on weapons.
Five outstanding receivers,
and they keep doing double reverse runs.
I would kill to just have one of Pittsburgh's receivers on the Patriots. Like, is that too much to ask? Just one?
Like, you'd be okay with James Washington? You're like, we'll take him. Or Deontay Johnson, you'll take him.
So he had his huge game against the Eagles. Since then, against Cleveland, he had 4 catches for 74 yards. Tennessee, he had 1 catch for minus 2 yards. That was bad. Baltimore, he had 5 catches, 42 yards, and a touchdown. And then this last week, he had 8 catches for 69 yards. So cooled off in terms of 7 catches, 110 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Yes. But he's still putting up
rookie numbers.
Like, yeah, he's still performing well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, the attention is always going to be put on the quarterbacks. Let's not forget that Chase Claypool and Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson has cooled
even
off.
T. Higgins now, right?
T. Higgins.
We're all balling.
Like, a lot of rookies have been balling. What's the linebacker you guys picked? Has he been balling?
Quinn?
No.
No, the Seahawks picked.
Brooks. Listen.
Jaden Brooks, right?
Jalen Brooks, I think.
Jaden?
Jordan Brooks.
No.
Oh, I thought we were talking about our draft picks.
Pretty sure it's Jordan Brooks.
No, who the Seahawks got.
Anyway.
I don't think it's Jordan
Brooks. He was hurt for a few weeks.
I don't think it's Jordan Brooks.
You sure?
He went to school with him.
Pretty sure. Yes, Jordan Brooks.
Ah, that's crazy.
But it's spelled with a Y.
That's fine. Anyway.
So Jaden was not.
Yeah, anyway. he hasn't been playing a whole lot. I mean, Cody Barton's getting more snaps anyway. So that's probably might be the problem, honestly.
Our rookie,
Jalen Reagor.
He has also not been playing.
Nor has Kyle Duggar. But we drafted him in the second round, so spin zone.
Spin zone.
Wasn't a first rounder. My best rookie is also Joe Burrow. I think just because the fact that he's not dead yet is just a testament to how good he's been, because that Cincinnati offensive line for the first 5 weeks was rough. Like, he was running for his life. How he did not have, like, his career-ending injury versus that Baltimore defense. Like, because Patrick Queen tried to take his head off probably five times.
There's been some people that have been hitting him pretty high. Kind of like a welcome to the league type thing. But I'm like, that's just sketch for anyone. I don't know if it's welcome to the league type stuff.
Also, what, he has as many wins as more wins than Herbert.
Or has one.
Man, it's got to be so hard. Like, we talk about it every week.
Chargers are 1-6.
No,
they're two.
Because they beat the Bengals week one, but that was with Tyrod. But the Bengals with Joe Burrow have two wins. But so they beat the Titans, and they beat, who else did they beat? The Jaguars.
Gotcha.
So two wins for Joey Burrows, one win for Herbert.
There you go.
Which the Chargers, we need to have Sean on. Just for like 10 minutes to be like, what's it like?
He'll do it. He'd be down anytime.
We just need 10
minutes. We'll get him next week. We'll get him some next week.
If the Chargers lose another game by one possession with a chance to win late, we will bring Sean on for like 10 minutes to just be like, man, what's it like?
Yeah.
Because that has to
just
be.
Even, or just have him send over a recording. Rough. We'll play it.
Yeah. Have him like record a 10-minute thing and we'll air it. Because that has to be tough to watch.
Ugh.
Every game this year they've lost.
Because it's one thing to get smacked every week and you're just like, okay, we just suck. But it's another thing to be like, oh, there's a chance. Every weekend you're like, there is a chance and we will not prevail.
So you beat the Bengals by 3 on a missed field goal, mind you. The Bengals missed a field goal at the last play of the game. Then the Chiefs kick up, I guess, multiple like 50-yard field goals at the end of overtime to beat the Chargers, right? Because I think it was like they kicked one and there was a timeout. They kicked another, but there was a false start. And then they kicked like a third one, like 59 yards. Then you lose by 5 to the Panthers, where you run like a hook and ladder that if the pitch on the hook and ladder is on target, Keenan Allen has like 20 yards of space and he scores a touchdown on the final play of the game, but the pitch was behind him. And so they didn't end up scoring. Then you have a 21-point lead versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers at halftime. And then Tampa Bay comes back and wins by 7. Then you have what? You were leading 20-10 against the Saints on Monday Night Football. And then the Saints come back and win in overtime. They score a touchdown with like 50 seconds left and they win. Then you beat the Jaguars, Herbert's one win. Then the Broncos, you're up by 6 points with 1 second left. And they score a toe-tapping touchdown in the back of the end zone. And then this week against the Raiders, where he has the ball in his hands and it would have been a touchdown, but he drops it at the last second. And they rule it a touchdown, but after review, say incomplete. Oh, like, that's just to look at that schedule and be like, man, if the Chiefs miss a 59-yard field goal, if a hook and ladder pitches on target, and if we don't blow 3 leads, they're undefeated. They're 3 double-digit leads. And if you just hold on to the ball versus the Raiders, they're a dropped pass, a field goal, and 3 blown leads away from being undefeated.
So close, yet so far away.
Chargers' existence just has to be pain. So do you have Herbert or Burrow or Claypool or
Burrow? I mean, it's just for the fact that he has that O-line really doesn't want him to live. They just want him to play for longer than 2 seasons. So
their offensive line was better the last couple weeks, though. I will give them that.
Sure, that's fine.
Best play of the season so far, Alex?
So, for me, it's a little bias, all right? A little bias. But
okay.
Play for me comes off of Russell Wilson interception, and it is DK Metcalf chasing down Buda Baker. That was my favorite play.
I thought you were going to go stuffing Cam at the goal line.
That was fantastic. Still not as exciting to me. To me,
really?
I was hyped.
A game-winning goal line stuff?
I get it. I get it.
You guys are all about deciding games at the goal line.
Sometimes it happens.
It's a tradition. Yeah. It just means more.
It's, yeah.
It's like the SEC.
Yes.
Patriots, Seahawks. It just means more.
Yes, that's facts.
My best play is this Ryan Tannehill to A.J. Brown touchdown when they were down 7 with 7 seconds left and no timeouts versus, I believe, the Texans. A catch that may or may not have actually been a touchdown catch,
right,
but it was ruled on the field and there wasn't enough evidence to overturn it. But that was awesome.
Yeah,
that was a,
it's a good one.
That was a
solid
great game. Tabo, best play?
I was going to go with some with a bias, but you know, I'll switch it up.
All right. Are you going to go with Wentz to Boston Scott?
Yeah, when the game-winning drive.
Yeah, well, went over the Giants.
But no, I'm gonna go
imagine being hyped about a win over the Giants.
Hey, division rivals, right?
Dang. Exactly, a win over a division rival, Tabo.
Damn.
A win is a win.
That's crazy.
I was real quick on the imagine being an Eagles fan response to that too.
Yeah,
that was like
the Giants have like a win, right?
So it's
like
3 seconds, Tabo. Imagine being hyped after a win over the Jets. Me, 3 seconds later, imagine being an Eagles fan. Like my thumbs were going. But yeah. But non-biased.
All right. I'm gonna go with so we just talked about a team that struggles to close games.
Yes.
So another team that struggles to close games, the Falcons.
Yes.
And I'm gonna talk about the play where Todd Gurley tried to not score because they knew if they gave the Lions, right? They're playing the Lions.
Yeah.
They're like, if we give the Lions any time, right, any time, then they're going to end up, you know,
which is kind of preposterous to be like, we fear Matt Stafford so much. Matt Stafford and Kenny Galladay are so lethal versus our Falcons defense.
They fear their own unluckiness, right?
Or terribleness, yeah.
Their defense is garbage.
So Todd Gurley fails to not score. And then Matt Stafford.
Big for fantasy people.
March down the field, throws to T.J. Hockenson, time expiring. Game over, and they choke.
Yeah. Masoud and Burnett were at that game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I had Gurley, so I was like, thanks for scoring. That's good.
Best game. That was a great game. But best overall game. What do you got?
Oh, Bills-Rams was pretty dope.
Bills-Rams was dope.
Big time.
I turned it off at the mid, like, third quarter because I was like, yeah, the Bills have got this in hand, so I changed the channel. And then on the red zone, I was like, how have the Rams now taken the lead?
It was
35-7. It was like 35-7. That was an awesome game. PI or no PI on that fourth down?
I have to go see the play again.
It's where the Bills receiver runs and just like pretty much like runs right into the Rams defender and then tries to like cut out. And they kind of just like collide, and then they called it defensive pass interference. But people were like, it was the Bills guy, just ran into him. Because it was the Rams were playing soft coverage because it was like fourth and eight. And so the Rams guy was like 8 yards back from the receiver, and the receiver just like ran 8 yards like into the Rams guy and then like tried to cut it out.
I could see it going either way, but it was like a big call, right? So I was like, you know, sometimes you have to just let him play.
I'm not a huge fan of being like swallow your whistle in times like that. Like if it's not a penalty in the last 60 seconds, it shouldn't be a penalty in the first 60 seconds.
Right.
Right. But that's just me. My best game, I had Bills Rams here as well, week 3. I also had Bears versus Lions week 1 because it was an awesome Bears comeback and then DeAndre Swift just absolutely dropped the ball in the end zone on the Lions last possession. That was an awesome game. Bears Lions. I left one notable game off my list.
Here is why I didn't choose the Seahawks
Patriots
goal line stand as my best play. Because it was the best game.
I don't know. It was all right game,
for
I guess.
You maybe. For me, it was fantastic.
It was an average game.
Great game. Beautiful game.
If it had been one of the teams stopping the other in the Super Bowl, now I see that being like an all time great game.
Sure.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
100%.
That's a refreshing because it was like a prove it game for Cam. And you're like, oh, wait,
he's thrown for 400 yards. Turns out, Seahawks, worst pass defense in the history of football.
Yeah. Happens. Still getting dubs, though.
Biggest train wreck. Not named Seattle pass defense.
Right. I think everyone would have the same, right?
Cowboys?
It's been bad for the Cowboys.
It's pretty crappy for the Cowboys.
Some people say they just snapped.
That's who I did.
They're like. Cowboys. If Atlanta just knew the rules of football, they'd have one win, right?
Probably multiple. If they could just get their crap together.
Cowboys, one win, right?
Oh, you said...
Because their two wins have been Atlanta. And who was the other win?
Oh, okay. And now I know what you're saying. I thought you were talking about...
Yeah.
That's true. If Atlanta just knew the rules of football.
Giants. So Giants, Atlanta. If Atlanta knew the rules of football and knew that I can jump on this onside kick before it has to go 10 yards. Like, Atlanta legitimately thought, like, it has to go 10 yards for either team. And so they just, like, let it roll as they're standing there. Like, hey, if we just don't touch it. And then it goes 10 yards and the Cowboys jump on it. If Atlanta, like I said, if Atlanta knew the rules of football, the Cowboys would have one win.
I'll take the ball as soon as you can.
One win. Biggest surprise team?
So this one, I went back and forth on a couple. But I guess because I had to go, I really had to stick to the word surprise. Like, what surprised me? And I am with the Chicago Bears because I am surprised by Matt Nagy. I'm surprised.
Matt Nagy sucks.
That Nick Foles is still doing something even though he's garbage. I'm surprised by the Bears.
I had the Bears until they looked pathetic versus the Titans, and then I realized the Bears have regressed to the mean because they were at once 5-2?
Yeah, I think so.
So my surprise
team... They lost, three straight? Four straight?
I think two straight. I think they lost two straight. No, you're right. Three straight.
Yeah.
So they were 5-1. Jeez. And then they lose to the Rams, Saints, Titans. My biggest surprise team is the Las Vegas Raiders. I did not see the Raiders being good at all. Having wins over the Saints, having a win over the Chiefs. Your losses are to the Bills, Patriots, and Bucks, which the Patriots is not a great, good-looking loss.
All right.
But you won at Cleveland in snow hurricane. Like, the Raiders have looked very much competent, and it was not necessarily a team that I thought would be anywhere near playoff contention this season just because the Chiefs own that division and the Chiefs are still going to win that division, but the Raiders very well could make the playoffs. I thought the Chargers would be the surprise team in the AFC West. Turns out it's the Raiders. So they're my surprise team. How about your surprise team?
I'll probably go with, especially like as of late, I'm going with the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. That was the other one I was weighing between.
I'm glad Tua's teaching them how to win. That's nice.
Yep.
Brian Flores is getting it together. This is all a testament to how toxic and horrible Adam Gase is.
He is bad.
Get it.
He like I need said, a job, Tannehill. Right? Tannehill left Adam Gase and became like a superstar in Tennessee.
Talmadge and I try to tell people Tannehill has the stuff, but nobody let
Who's better, Tannehill or Wentz?
Right now, Tannehill, definitely.
Right now, or
just
over
if
their
you
whole
were,
careers?
If you were a GM needing a quarterback, and Wentz and Tannehill were free agents, and they were both wanting the same money,
Tannehill has more success.
Okay.
All right. Backstab your own squad. I get it. It's fine.
Oh, crazy.
Couldn't be me picking
can't catch
Tannehill
me like
over
that.
My quarterback.
Yeah, can't catch me doing
you
that.
You keep Cam over Tannehill.
I said I'd have Jameis over Cam Newton, so yes, I would take Tannehill over
I've
Cam
already
Newton.
Made that decision a long time ago.
Did you not hear me 20 minutes ago? biggest surprise player, not Cam, is certainly not Cam Newton, but biggest surprise player, Tabo.
I'd say a pleasant surprise would be Justin Herbert. I feel like he's been doing really well, like, fantasy-wise. It's just one of those things, too. Like, they just can't close games.
Yeah.
But I... Yeah.
If you're the Chargers, who do you draft? Like, what are you looking to draft?
Because you have receivers. You have
good
linemen.
Yeah.
It'd have to be offensive line.
Maybe try to get a good RB. I mean, because you're boy.
Well, Austin Ekeler.
I mean, but he's not. You might need, like, a big RB. I'm talking, like.
Kalen Ballage. He's a big boy.
Whatever. I think.
Essentially, I see what you mean. Right now, you have three people that do the same thing.
Right. You need to get a different RB.
Here's what the Chargers have. For the fan-sided account, boltbeat.com, here's what they say the needs for the Chargers are. Cornerback, which I can see.
Yeah.
You did bring in Chris Harris, and then you have Casey Hayward and Mike Davis. I thought Chris Harris
King?
Was going to be a lot
Isn't
better.
King still on the...
No, they traded Desmond King to the Titans.
Yeah. Bet they regret that.
Defensive end, which you have Bosa.
You still have Melvin Ingram, right?
This says both Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa are free agents after the 2020 season. Okay, this was 6 months ago that this was written. So I need a more update. I was like, they both got extended over the summer.
Yeah.
So that's not true. Tight end, but you have Hunter Henry. And then interior offensive line. It's got to be interior offensive line at this point, right?
Give J-Boy a little more time.
Yeah. But it's just like a 2-6 team, you should have holes all over the field. Like, we need a go-to wide receiver. We need this. We need that. But it's like the Chargers, they're 2-6, but it's like they just need like a left guard. Like, is really their major need? Like, I don't – it's weird. It's a weird – again, we need Sean.
Because you think more things are wrong than just that.
Yeah. I also have Justin Herbert, just because I thought he was going to be a bust.
Yeah, no, same. I didn't think Justin Herbert was going to come in and do a lot.
People were like way split on him in college.
Turns out very good.
Yeah.
He never performed that well against Utah.
Well,
for like the most part. But.
Did you
watch that Pac-12 championship game? Because I'm pretty sure he ripped us apart.
Yeah, I know, but over how many times that he's played Utah, I was like, you know, we've definitely bested him.
Twice? Didn't he play us twice?
We've bested him before.
I'll find out.
So yeah, before that, we bested him.
Who was the quarterback while I was gone? And now you guys would put up like 60 or 70 against Oregon.
Do you know?
No.
I'll find out. But his career game logs, so versus Utah. Let's see if I can find this.
I thought we'd play him twice, so 1-1 would make sense.
Played him three times.
Ah.
So once in the Pac-12 championship.
Yep.
He was 14 for 26, 193 yards, one touchdown, no picks. So I'm like,
it's
not great.
It's not even that crazy. Yeah.
He had like a couple runs, I think, right?
But they also just ran the ball down or through.
In 2018.
That's right, because we didn't play him 2019.
At Utah, loss. So Utah beat him. He was 20 for 33, 288 yards, three touchdowns, no picks. So still played great. 2016 at Utah, he was one that game. He was 30 for 43, 324 yards, three touchdowns, no picks. So he played great against Utah, actually. What year was the Utah versus Oregon game that you're talking about, Tavo? Were they just shellacked Oregon?
I mean, it's either 16 or 17.
Well, no, wasn't 2016. Even though he did great,
Wilson.
We still beat him in 2016 because we smoked him.
In 2016?
Go look at the score.
2016 Utah versus Oregon, you lost 28-30.
So then what's the next year?
2017 Utah.
It's the 2015 season because you were gone.
Yeah.
It's the 2015 game, the 2015 season.
Everyone's
so no,
like,
so
you won't believe this, but we just made Oregon.
It was like 60-something to...
our children. I was like, what?
2015, it was 60-something blowout.
2015 at Oregon, 62-20.
Yeah.
Oregon's quarterback in that game was Vernon Adams.
Great.
So...
Okay, Vernon Adams.
So, not Justin Herbert.
Either way, I feel like...
Vernon Adams was supposed to be, like, good. Like, he's the one who came in for Mariota, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, this guy, this Vernon Adams guy, he's a transfer from Eastern Washington. He's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Nope, he was not. Midseason Super Bowl pick, Tavo.
Oh, man, that's tough. I saw the one that you had, and I was like, it seems right.
It's not my actual one.
But I've
changed it.
I don't know.
What did I have?
Yeah, Chiefs over Seahawks.
Okay.
It's like, I want the best for the Steelers. Maybe the Ravens will do some. Maybe the Packers. Maybe Saints. But maybe. I don't know. It would be a great Super Bowl. I feel like. I'll keep that. I'll keep
Chiefs over Seahawks.
Yeah, Chiefs Seahawks.
I have a rematch of Super Bowl I and revenge game for Super Bowl I. I have the Chiefs over the Packers. I don't love it. But I feel like there's no one clear front runner in the NFC. I think the Packers could get there, the Bucks could get there, the Saints could get there, or the Seahawks could get there. And in out of those teams, I just trust Aaron Rodgers to get them there the most. Because Aaron Rodgers versus that Seattle defense, there's going to be some problems if they face each other. If Cam Newton threw for 400 yards versus Seattle, Tom Brady would throw for 800 yards versus Seattle.
Yeah.
Drew Brees versus Seattle. Like, that's the thing. And like,
yeah.
And but then I was originally going to say Chiefs over Saints, but the Saints were my Super Bowl pick to start the season, and they started off terribly. And then I disowned them a few weeks into the season, and I don't think they've lost a game since I've disowned them. So I'm not going to do that to Saints fans, because I also picked them last year to win the Super Bowl. And I think the year before that I picked them in the Super Bowl. So when I pick Saints to go to the Super Bowl, it always ends poorly for New Orleans. So I'm not going to do that to Saints fans this year. Chiefs over the Packers.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Drew Brees, thanks you.
Am I a hero to the people of New Orleans now? Tough to say, but yes. Alex.
Seahawks over Steelers. Bring it to
me. Imagine you're just stretching.
Imagine you're just stretching.
I had to crack my back a little bit. What?
Listen, all right. I believe in Russ. Okay, I believe in him. I believe
Do you
in.
Need to pull the seven turnovers and lost three games.
I believe Let Russ playoff cook. Russ will prevail.
He can't do it by himself. That's the problem.
It's true. Russell Wilson has shown that he's very clutch in the playoffs, especially on the brightest stage at the 1 yard line.
Anyway, I believe that we'll be able to pull it off. And I still think the Steelers are going to do it. I think the Steelers will do it.
I think if there's a team that's going to beat the Chiefs, it's the Steelers.
Yes, I think the Steelers are going to make it. I really do. They're just overall the most consistent.
They have the firepower on offense to keep up with them.
Yeah, and their defense is super solid.
Yeah.
It's just the all-around.
Secondary is suspected.
Yeah, but all-around team,
they're
though.
Like,
their front
top,
seven.
Top three defense.
Their front seven. Well, yeah. I mean, that's because you have TJ Watt and Dupree. Brad Dupree.
Yeah, doing all right.
And Devin Bush.
But so, yeah.
Torn ACL.
Too bad. So sad.
You had it.
Go Hawks.
You had Devin Bush. He has money on Seattle.
Yeah.
That's why. college football. Let's make a list. I was watching college football this weekend, and I thought, what are the most fun conferences as a whole? Not teams, not like, oh, I like watching Alabama, so the SEC, I like SEC. Conferences as a whole. Let's rank them, all the FBS conferences, in order of which ones you enjoy watching the most. We'll start in last place. Yep. So I think there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
there's
7,
10,
8,
right?
9, 10.
Yeah, there's 10.
So was, 10. So we'll start at number 10.
Okay. Sun Belt.
I have Conference USA.
Okay.
Like, Sun Belt is at the bottom of the list for a reason.
I don't know why, but Conference USA.
There you go. I mean, yeah.
Sun Belt, you can call them Fun Belt.
Sure.
And so I think that's why I don't have them.
Oh.
There's no fun play on words for Conference USA.
I guess.
But they're patriotic.
Oh,
we are
Fun
in
Belt.
America.
Fun Belt.
Fun Belt is above Conference USA. So Conference USA is 10th. Topo.
Sun Belt is 10.
Yeah.
Who I like had to look at who was members.
If you can't name
I
someone,
think,
don't
it was like
talk,
Appalachian
yeah. State
or something
was,
like that.
I think the difference was I like App State and they're in the Fun Belt.
Nothing will ever, I'll never forget their upset against Michigan like 10, 15 years ago.
Yes.
That was big. Big team.
Number 9.
Conference USA.
Fun Belt.
Conference USA. Fun Belt.
Number 8.
The American Athletic Conference. Rolling in at number 8.
Why? You don't like any of that SMU, Cincinnati, UCF?
I mean, sure, but I don't get excited to watch it. Over compared to what I'm looking
Memphis.
At.
Memphis. I have the Pac-12.
Oh. Ouch.
Really, outside of Oregon, what team are you like, man, I can't wait to watch these guys? Not
Utah.
Utah. Not Utah, since you're both Utah fans. But like, are you like, man, Arizona State, let's go. Like, can't wait to watch Arizona State versus Stanford.
I think it's different.
Cal versus UCLA, sign me up.
Yeah, you got to watch the conference, see what's going on around the conference. You know?
I feel like it's different because, like, as Utah fans, we are submerged in that conference.
But take yourself out of the Pac-12.
But that's hard because that's what we know.
It's not realistic.
It's we know this.
Are you, is UCLA USC really that fun of a rivalry?
If they're both playing well.
Cal Stanford hasn't been good in 2 decades.
But when I watch like Utah, Washington, those are good. Washington, Oregon, that's good. All right. Washington State, Washington's always a good game when they.
USC, Oregon.
Yeah. USC, Oregon. Like you get good games. Arizona State's been good. All right.
They have their years.
Yeah.
When, what year has Arizona State had?
No, I'm talking. No, I was back at the Oregon USC conversation.
What year has Arizona State had?
Anyway,
they've been 18, 19. They always hang around there.
I get it because you're invested in Utah. So if you're like, of course, if you're in the Pac 12 South race with Arizona State and USC, you're going to watch those games.
Sure. But as I'm not going to say you're insane, they're number one. But like,
if you're not a Utah fan, are you going to get, are you really that excited for Utah versus Washington State?
I mean,
no.
Maybe.
No one in the country cares about Utah versus Washington State.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Hot Tops. Yeah.
Let's go, boy. Tavo, you're a Utah fan. You know. No one cares about Utah versus Washington State. So I have Pac-12 at 8. Who do you have at 8?
Mac.
What? Are you kidding me?
The disrespect.
You're the one that said, AAC. Chill.
Disrespect.
I don't want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Maxion?
Yeah, I'm on. Maxion.
Good thing we didn't have him on last week.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have been a party pooper.
The Mac for an hour. It was an hour worth of Mac.
I would have gotten hyped, but we're talking about.
I don't believe you.
The grander scheme of things.
Your eighth placement is contradicting.
Let me tell you this. I'll watch Ball State versus Bowling Green before I watch Arizona State versus UCLA.
To each their own.
True.
Yeah, some of us like good football.
Shut your mouth.
Seven, Tavo.
Now I have the AAC.
I also have the AAC here.
Mountain West.
His list is a little suspect.
We are going to disagree.
Mountain West. Friendo. Okay, here's the problem. I love Boise State. Utah State doesn't. I don't get excited to watch those teams. Air Force. I just don't. I just don't.
Agree to disagree.
That's fine.
Agree
I just don't
to disagree. You're sixth.
Maxion. I put Maxion at 6.
Yikes. I have the ACC.
Fair enough.
Because again, do I really care about North Carolina versus Boston College? Do I really care about NC State and Wake Forest?
Care
no.
about who Clemson beats by 50
like
this week?
It's Clemson, and it used to be Florida State. And other than those, now it's just the one team. Other than Clemson, I don't care about watching any of them.
What are the odds that
Virginia versus Miami, snooze fest.
What are the odds that Notre Dame like has a gets a contract with?
I don't think Notre Dame will. The problem with Notre Dame is that it's fun watching them in the ACC, but they also have their rivalry games with Michigan, Stanford, USC, Navy. Like they have these other games that they play on a year in, year out basis. And so it's hard. You can't be in the ACC and play those teams every year, you know?
True.
So
I mean, what you get.
Like, it's not like BYU where they're playing different teams every year and it's always new faces. Like, Notre Dame pretty much has half a conference schedule in just rivalry games.
Right.
You know?
Which is, like, dope for them.
Yeah, it's sick. Like, I think that's the perfect setup. So I don't blame them for not wanting to go there. Everyone's like, oh, go to the ACC. I like Notre Dame USC. I like Notre Dame versus Michigan. Notre Dame Michigan State. Notre Dame versus Stanford. Like, those are fun
games. That's
true.
Notre Dame is involved in a lot of good rivalries.
And it's. Like Notre Dame Stanford, and so Notre Dame is rivals with Stanford and with Navy and with Michigan. Like they got every corner of the country, they got a rival. So I have the ACC there at 6.
Fair enough. Tavo.
Mountain West.
5, Tavo.
Number 5, ACC.
Yeah, I put ACC.
I have the MAC.
Okay.
I like Maxion. It's fun. Like, it's just fun football. Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Like, I'll watch. Like, of course, I sat down and watched Buffalo versus Miami, Ohio last night. Of course I did. I'd be crazy not to.
Sure.
But it's just fun. Like, it's crazy how they're just, like, so obscure. Like, Akron's kicking the first. The perfect example it's a Wednesday night. They're kicking off their season. The opening kickoff of the whole MAC season is an onside kick that's recovered by Akron that doesn't count. Like, that's awesome football.
Action, baby.
It's football is purest form. It's fun. It's entertaining football. So they're my number five.
Yeah.
Who did you have? You had Mountain West, Tabo, MAC, and then Alex.
My five was the ACC. We both had ACC as the five.
Oh, you had ACC? I thought, you had Mountain West at six. That's right. Your number four, Alex.
My number four is Pac-12. I'm not going to be some homer and say the Pac-12 is all the way up there, but...
It's not even...
Stop it.
Close to the top.
Stop it. Cut the crap.
To the top.
Cut the crap. I don't want to hear it.
This is your bias talking.
Whatever. Tabo.
As the one unbiased person in here.
Next.
Skip. I have the SEC at four. Because they have fun entertaining interconference games.
Hey, Tabo, did you hear him at number four?
SEC.
Because you have your Alabama, Georgias. You have your LSUs and Floridas, but you also got.
I mean,
SEC's
got some of the biggest games.
You also got your Missouris versus Kentuckys. You've got your Vanderbilts versus.
I am shooketh, as in my seat, I am frozen.
Yeah, it's low
with shookethness.
It's low. It's fine.
But do you really like? You'll watch Alabama versus Georgia on CBS. But like, are you gonna watch the morning SEC games?
Sure. Sure. Yes.
Florida plays in the morning often.
Yes.
You're telling me you turn on the TV and there's multiple games to watch.
Okay.
Right? And then you see, oh, look at that. Missouri is playing Kentucky today. I'm going to check that out.
I like Mizzou.
Not enough to watch him versus Kentucky.
I like Mizzou.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Not enough.
Enough, yes.
So SEC's my number four.
Tabo knows.
Because it's very top heavy.
Sure.
But and then also the thing is anytime one of the top half teams plays the bottom half teams, it's going to be a blowout.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
So they're my number four. Your number four, Tom.
Number four is going to be Big 12.
Interesting.
Your number three.
My number three, I'm going to have to go with Pac-12. They're going to have to be in there. Utah.
Can you at least admit that Pac-12 over the Big 12 is crazy?
Nope. But maybe, because I mean, they're not
you
online.
Have Big 12 over.
Yeah, listen, it is okay. I'm okay with it.
I have the Big 12 at number three.
So did I.
Yeah. Baylor, West Virginia, always a great game. Texas, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma State, TCU. Like, it's so chaotic, and you never know what's going to happen. And it's just cannibalism everywhere. You think, Oklahoma State's the last ditch effort for the Big 10, Big 12 to make the playoffs. Well, here comes two-loss Texas.
Boom.
And to mess everything up.
Yep.
It's just chaos. It's great. They're going to score 70 points 1 week, and they're going to score 12 points the next week. It's phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yep.
And then it's a luck of the draw, whoever gets Kansas that week. You get Kansas, pretty much a bye week.
Yep.
So, Big 12 at number three. You're number two.
My number two was the SEC. Now, listen. That's the difference between two and four. All right. Hunter's four, my two.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Because I agree. It's the top heavy stuff. You're not going to want to watch.
Half the games you're not going to watch.
Yes. Now, yes, the big time games. Of course, that's what you're going to watch because they feed it down your throat on ESPN every day saying it's
great
coming.
Matchups.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Are they, though?
I mean,
the tier two matchups are great. The tier one of Alabama versus whoever is never really that great.
Alabama Auburn. I watch it every year.
Well, that's because it's the second best rivalry in the country.
Even Alabama, like, Florida.
Let me look at Alabama versus Florida.
Because you never know what's going to happen. Like, Florida's
not been good games.
Florida's good enough to shake it up. That's what you still have to check it out. Like the LSU Florida game last year, even LSU was the best team in that conference. LSU Florida was a great game last year, if I remember correctly.
How do I pull up these games? I just want the games. Full games list page. Last year, Alabama 54, Florida 16. last time they met, 2016 SEC championship game, Tabo.
Last time they met was 4 years ago?
It was 2016 SEC championship game, Alabama 54, Florida 16.
Why? Why
is year it? Before that, 2015 SEC championship game, Alabama 29, Florida 15. Year before that, 2014, Alabama 42, Florida 21. Year 2011, Alabama 38, Florida 10. Year before that, Alabama 31, Florida 6. Year before 2009 SEC championship game, Alabama 32, Florida
13. He's going to keep going.
Yeah, that's great. The point that I'm making is that even these tier 2 SEC teams,
I'm just going to stop right there. Because Florida had won.
They're still interesting enough where you're like, you know how many other games you're going to.
But like, is Georgia Alabama even that great? Let's find out.
It's still an interesting matchup.
It's interesting, but like, they sell it as like, this is like the game of the year. It's never actually
that's
the
true.
Game of the
just
year.
Because you have the most people in attendance doesn't mean it'll be the highest quality.
Well, attendance doesn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm saying, but like, if that's the most popular, right, where everyone's at, like, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the highest quality.
Alabama's won the last 6 matchups versus Georgia.
Sheesh.
Right, Georgia's
the last time Georgia beat Alabama was 2007.
Sheesh.
Didn't even have the priesthood yet, Tabo.
Anyway,
it's still a better matchup than
Tabo. Say it all you can.
Like, what? Give me another matchup in another conference. We'll see if we have to go back to 2007 before. Rattle one off, random. Well, I'm actually very curious. Just rattle one off. Any random one.
To see if someone has won the last, like.
Yeah, like another. Like, we think Alabama Georgia is this phenomenal matchup, but Georgia hasn't beaten Alabama in 13 years. Let's see another random one we have to go that far back to see before one of the teams beat the other.
Okay.
USC, UCLA.
Well, that's definitely not true.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I was going to say some obvious, like.
I know, you were trying, but I wanted random. In 2019, USC beat UCLA 52-35. In 2018, UCLA beat USC 34-27. So we have to go back 2 years.
There you go.
And K-Tal will give me one.
It's anyone versus Kansas, right? Oklahoma, Kansas?
This is billed to be a terrible matchup, too. This is not like a, wow, get a load of this one. 1997.
Wow.
But is Kansas versus Oklahoma billed as like the game of the year?
Like, no, because people, like, I get what you're saying, right? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is like the SEC, it's fun, but I don't think it's the best conference to watch because it really is not that, like, it's Alabama beating everyone. And then there's 3 or 4 good matchups, right? It's going to be Georgia, Florida, you know, Florida versus Texas.
Like, this is what I'm thinking. Like, you're saying, like, there is quite the skill gap, but, you know, a lot of people are like, hey, here's these 2 7-0 teams. Check it out.
Yeah. But then one of those 7-0 teams kicks the trash out of the other.
Yeah.
Every year. That's where everyone's like, oh. Since 2007. So I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I just heard what I just heard.
So what was that, number 2?
That was number 2.
So I have my 2.
Who do you have number 2?
My number 2 is going to be SEC as well.
Okay. Well,
and then
my number 2, Mountain West.
Wow.
It's always going to be like, it's Boise State, but every other game you never know who's going to win. It's always going to be
Hawaii still in Mountain West.
Hawaii versus Colorado State. Who would win this year?
Could not tell you.
Exactly. Exactly. San Jose State versus Fresno State. Who would win?
Fresno State.
That's you sure? True.
Yes.
Because San Jose State, I believe, is 3-0.
Means nothing to me.
Like, that's the thing, is it's always...
I'm rude for Fresno State.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always fun because there's Boise State, but then there's no hierarchy after that. Heck, Fresno State beat Boise State a couple years in Boise in the Mountain West Conference Championship.
Sure.
Like, it's always just fun. It's just fun,
I guess.
I mean, you can almost make that same argument.
They're not taking themselves too seriously.
I would say make that same argument for, like, Pac-12, right? They're just beating up on each other.
Are they?
Because there's no, like, one team.
I think there's a very clear, it's Washington and Oregon in Tier 1. Washington, Oregon, maybe USC in Tier 1. And then in Tier 2, it's Utah, Stanford.
But Oregon always drops.
I was trying to think of another good team. There's not another good team.
I mean, you as of late, Arizona State, you could probably put.
Maybe, kinda.
Ayuk and N'Keal Harry, good school.
Like, I will sooner get up for San Diego State versus Fresno State than I would for, like, UCLA versus Cal. Like, I'd watch that game first. I'd watch San Diego State, Fresno State first.
Okay.
Personally. Because I just like the fun of it. Sure. I like not knowing. I like just being like, who's the better team? I have no clue. Who are these players? I have no clue. But dang it, let's watch some football. The best game I watched on Saturday was Fresno State versus UNLV. It was awesome. Because some guy from Fresno State scored 4 touchdowns. It was a close game till the very end. Meanwhile, I was watching what game was it? There's another game on that was just a blowout. And it was a Power 5 matchup. So, Mountain West, number 2. Number 1, Tabo.
Isn't it
getting dark in here now.
Yeah, I think we all have the same.
Big Ten?
Big Ten, baby.
Yeah.
Big Ten's awesome.
Yeah. Oh.
Because it's the same thing. It's Ohio State, but then other than that, it's just who knows. It could be Michigan State is going to beat Michigan 1 year, then they're going to lose to Purdue. Purdue's then going to beat Iowa and beat Indiana and then lose to Minnesota. Just fun. Fun stuff.
Always a good time.
Yeah. It's football at its purest form.
Oh, for sure. Without a doubt.
All right. That ended up being more contentious than I thought it would be.
I guess.
College football playoff 4.
Mm.
This could maybe get contentious.
Maybe.
Your number one team, Tabo.
As in, like, actual number one.
Like, if the playoffs started today, who would be the number one seed?
Well, Bama.
Okay. I also have Alabama.
Alabama.
If the playoffs started today, Tabo, who would be number 2?
Ohio State.
I also have Ohio State.
Ohio State.
If the playoffs started today, Tabo, who would be number 3?
Notre Dame.
Oh, you don't want... No, it's Clemson. Clemson's
I have Clemson.
See, they didn't have Trevor, brother. You can't knock him back that far.
That's what I'm thinking, because I was like, it's disrespect. I mean, I'm glad that the Clemson only dropped to 4, right? And Notre Dame didn't go 1. They went 2.
Notre Dame jumped like, Ohio State, too.
But you're saying, like, if it
didn't
actually...
sit easy with me when I saw it.
I was shocked. I didn't know that they had until yesterday. They were running a promo for Notre Dame Boston College. I was like, Notre Dame is number 2?
Also, I was just looking at, like, who they're playing for the rest of the season. Like, neither team is going to lose for the rest of the season. So I was like, if it comes down to one of the two, you'd have to pick the team, unfortunately, the team that won. So I was like,
Clemson
at that point,
and Notre Dame will probably face each other in the ACC championship.
And so if they split it, then like...
So then both would make...
Would it just be like almost come down to a difference of
if Notre Dame if Notre Dame doesn't lose again for the rest of the year,
but
except
Clemson.
For Clemson in the ACC championship game, Notre Dame probably makes it in at 4.
Yeah.
If... Notre Dame
wins
beats,
that's,
goes
yeah,
undefeated
be
and beats Clemson in the ACC championship game, then Clemson's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could see it being 3-4. Also, I can see it flipped around. But those 4 teams, for the most part, are going to be
so
in
you
the
have
playoff.
Clemson at 4?
Yeah.
I have Notre Dame at 4.
I had Notre Dame at 4.
Okay. There you go. Wasn't as contentious as I thought it might be. I initially had Notre Dame off. I had Florida at 4.
Interesting.
And then I thought about it a little more, and I was like, yeah,
maybe not.
Notre Dame's 4.
Maybe not.
Game picks.
Let's go, baby. Number game 1, picks. Baby. Your boy.
Alex is in first place, 24-17-1.
Devin's freaking holding me back. What's
he went 3-3-1.
I mean, that's
one.
What Devin thought the other week, is that you're holding him back.
The last time I made picks, I went like 4-1 or something.
Devin/Tabo was 2-4-1 this week.
Yeah,
so you are now in second place, 21-19-2. I've had back-to-back bad weeks. I went 3-4, so I am now 21-21.
Sheesh.
But the games, starting off, hopefully this game doesn't get canceled because there's been 4 SEC games canceled so far, but Arkansas at Florida. Florida right now, 17.5-point favorite. The over-under is set at 62.5.
Over 62.5. I'm really excited to see some points put up.
Points, points, points.
Yes,
Tabo.
Yes.
Just picking Florida outright. Or whatever.
Florida would have to win by 18 or more if you're picking Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who Arkansas's quarterback is, Alex?
Nope.
Felipe Franks.
Felipe
you
Franks.
You know where
oh,
Felipe
really?
Franks used to play?
Florida, baby.
Florida.
You know what that means? Revenge game.
Revenge
Arkansas
tour.
Arkansas is not going to win, but I have Arkansas. Plus 17.5. Okay. Revenge game for Felipe Franks.
And what I hear when that is said is points, 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 brother.
Points.
Lots of points.
Lots of points in this game. Let's get a little Mountain West Conference action. We haven't picked a Mountain West Conference game yet. Fresno State, like I said, I watched them on Saturday. Their guy scored 4 touchdowns at Utah State, who just fired Gary Anderson. Game up in Logan. Fresno State, 10.5-point favorite. Utah State versus Fresno State over-under set at 55.5 points.
I got Fresno State minus 10.5. Utah State sucks.
Stinks.
So bad.
Stinks.
They are awful.
But are they gonna, are they playing for Frank Miley? Miley.
No.
Are they playing for Frank Miley, Tabo?
You said no.
No, they're not going to play.
He's the interim head coach. He was also the interim head coach last year in the bowl game after, or 2 years ago in the bowl game when Matt Wells left.
He's asking if they're going to step up their game because
they can step up their game because now they like Frank.
No, that's not going to make a difference.
So you have Fresno?
Yeah.
I also have Fresno because they stink.
They Fresno,
Utah State stinks. I'm not going to touch that over under 55.5 because Utah State offense, Jason Shelley and DHC are horrible.
Trash.
Your wild card.
Utah, UCLA, Utah minus 3.5.
Utah minus 3.5?
Yeah, I'm also doing this as like a safe thing.
I'm actually shocked that it's only 3.5.
Yeah, I'm also doing this as a safe goat because, like, you know, if COVID happens, that's just one less actual loss I take. So
that's true. Unless UCLA covers.
Just keep.
Then
ducking,
it is a loss.
Yeah, ducking, just keep pushing. Keep pushing games. Yeah, keep pushing games.
Your wild card, Tabo.
Maryland. I don't believe they're going to win, but they're...
Well, that game got canceled, so...
Oh!
Really?
Yes. We talked about it at the beginning of the podcast.
That Maryland-Ohio State got canceled?
Yes.
Oh.
we'll come back to you.
Well, no, I'll take Wiz's. Utah's going to win by more than 3.
Pick a different one.
You can't tell me what to do.
UCLA's going to win by... They're going to cover. Take UCLA.
Pick a different one.
Head-to-head, Tops. Come head-to-head with me.
Too many people are making the same picks as Alex.
Yeah, because I'm doing
Devin last week essentially just copied every single one of Alex's picks.
Yeah, because I'm win.
Not Devin.
Go ahead
you just copied
Tops.
Alex's pick.
Yeah, go ahead.
But he said he copied all of them.
Well, I said we'll come back to you, so you have time.
I'll see what I can find.
My wild card is Oregon minus 9.5 versus Washington State.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know how Washington State is that close. I would have figured this would have been like in that 16-17 range.
That would make sense.
Only 9.5. Give me Oregon. Yeah. Minus 9.5. They're going to absolutely demolish Washington State. It's on the road for Oregon, but that should not matter. Give me the Ducks. There Ducks big. Tabo. Ducks by 3 touchdowns.
Okay. Well, now you told me to find a different one.
Do you still need more time?
Well, give you more time. I can just come back to. I'm pretty sure. Fine, I'll just actually do my pick. I just actually am picking the first game that I saw. I'm taking the under on Louisville, Virginia. It's set at 65.
That's actually, I actually like that pick a lot. It's good. Under 65.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a heck of a pick actually. Good for making it on up on the spot. NFL action: Chargers at the Dolphins. We got a matchup. Justin Herbert versus Tua. They went head-to-head in the draft all spring. Now they're going head-to-head on the field. Dolphins, 2.5-point favorites. The over-under set up 48.5.
Chargers, plus 2.5. They lose close, so that should be good for me either way. They don't lose big.
If 2 points like a is really close. 4-point loss.
I'll be okay. They'll win. They'll win. They're either going to lose by 1 or they're going to win.
Okay. Tabo?
Dolphins over.
I also have the Dolphins. The Chargers aren't going to win.
We'll see.
And they're on the road, too.
At Miami with that defense.
We'll see.
We will see.
Tua heating up.
49ers at the Saints.
It's not even a question.
Yeah, the Saints are minus 9.
Yeah.
Over-under set at 50.
Yeah, Saints minus 9.
Okay. Tabo?
Yep.
Saints? I also have the Saints minus 9. Your NFL wild card, Alex?
Seahawks plus 1.5.
Very good. Tabo?
Okay.
I also have Seattle plus 1.5. I was surprised that they're underdogs versus the Rams.
So close, I know. So that's
it's not a big enough spread to go towards the outright upset.
Right.
Can you look up the Packers spread?
Yes. Who are they playing again?
That's why I need you to look it up.
You don't, you're just whoever the Packers are playing.
Well, no, I looked it up early
Jaguars.
This morning.
Yeah, so it's 13 minus 13 for the Packers.
Yeah, I have Packers cover.
Packers minus 13. All right. Yeah. And I also have, like I said, Seattle plus 1.5. Outright upset pick. Tabo.
Rams.
That's Boom. Not an upset pick. They're favored.
They're favored in that game.
Against Arizona?
No, Rams are favored versus Seattle. We'll come back to you.
Yeah.
Is it, wait.
Has to be a team.
I wasn't looking at it on Barstool, but is it different on Barstool?
But you also got the wrong team.
Barstool has Seattle plus 1.5, which means Seattle is the underdog. Plus means you're the underdog. Minus means you're the favorite. We'll come back to you.
Anyway, okay. Yeah, upset pick. Pats over Ravens. Let's go, baby.
You've been hot recently, so yeah. I'm hoping that you're right. Yeah. That pick will cool you off.
Maybe.
My upset pick is Bills over the Cardinals. I believe the Bills are plus 2.5.
Okay.
I was shocked when I saw the Seattle was a underdog, a plus. And then I kept scrolling and I saw the Bills were a plus, and I was like, I don't know what the odds makers are doing this week. Either that or we're just all going to look incredibly foolish.
Yeah.
By like Cardinals are going to win by 10 and the Rams are going to win by like 20.
No, let's not. We don't need to say these things.
I'm just saying.
The game is in LA, right?
I think so.
I believe so.
All right, I'm taking the over on it.
It has to be an upset. So a team that's the underdog.
And I'm taking Seahawks.
Okay. I'll give it to you.
Such a small underdog.
I had said that it's not a big enough spread. Normally I have to go at least 2.
I haven't taken time to navigate this app, so it's
I'll
all
give you, here. I'll rattle off some games for you, and you tell me what you like.
Well, I'm looking at it right now.
It could also be college, but I'll rattle some NFL games off to you.
Because I can
you
see
tell me if who you like in that game.
Ooh, Bills Cardinals are not bad.
That's who I have. Colts. That's not a big enough spread. Washington Lions. Who do you like? Just don't look at the spread. Just tell me who you like. And I'll tell you if they're the underdog or not. And if they are the underdog, then that can be your upset pick.
I assume Lions are going to win that game.
Okay. Bucks, Panthers, who you like?
Bucks.
Texans, Browns, who you like?
Texans.
There's your upset pick.
Wow.
Texans are plus 3.5.
All right, let's do that.
Okay.
Wow, he said.
We'll just have to do that every time. There's your upset pick.
I just need to research more.
Yeah. Wow, he says.
Wow. All right. Anything else? This has been 90 minutes.
We put some work in on this one.
Yeah. Heck of a pod.
Yes.
For all of us here at Tuned In Sports, thanks for listening. Go like, subscribe, do all that other good stuff. Peace.